This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate held steady at 3.3% last month. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The unemployment rate has been ticking upward this year, but it's still pretty low by historical standards. At the same time, it's been harder to get a good feel for how many jobs Colorado is adding on a monthly basis. Those figures have been volatile. In November, Colorado lost 700 jobs. In recent months, job losses have been concentrated in the private sector, while the government is adding jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The University of Colorado is taking new steps to address its faculty's cost of living. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
The Board of Regents approved the purchase of a movie theater in Louisville for $10 million. The site was chosen due to its proximity to US 36 and RTD's Flatiron Flyer, which makes several stops at CU. The university plans to develop affordable faculty and staff housing, which has been labeled an urgent need in internal surveys. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
College athletes taking advantage of a court ruling allowing transfer students to immediately play in their sports may not lose a year of eligibility if the decision is later reversed. Colorado was one of seven states that filed a lawsuit challenging a rule that imposes a one-year delay in player eligibility to transfer between Division I college athletic programs. The NCAA recently said athletes won't be punished retroactively at the conclusion of the temporary restraining order allowing them to participate. The CDC is recommending pregnant Coloradans receive an RSV vaccine. They say a single dose during the third trimester can help protect newborns from the virus. Dr. Sonia Novotny is an OBGYN at Kaiser Permanente. She says mothers who get the vaccine during pregnancy lower the risk that their newborn would be hospitalized.
So I'm letting all my patients know that receiving the Abrysvo vaccine in pregnancy is the best way to protect their infants.
RSV hospitalizes thousands of children every year in the U.S. This is CPR News.